AP Radio News. I'm Jim McGuire. The head of France's Aviation Accident Investigation Agency, Rémi Zuti, says his team has been able to download the audio from the cockpit voice recorder of the German airliner that crashed in the Alps.
We hope to have a first rough ideas in a matter of days.
Zuti adds it could be months before the investigation is completed. He says the Germanwings A320 was flying until it crashed into the mountains, and the final communication from the flight crew was a routine message about permission to continue on course. A U.S. government contractor from Northern Virginia and her daughter were among the 150 people killed. Yvonne Selke worked with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon Satellite Mapping Office. Emily Selke was a 2013 graduate of Drexel University in Philadelphia. President Obama touts the Affordable Care Act on the fifth anniversary of the bill becoming law. He also used his speech to say that legislation would fix the nearly constant problems of trying to prevent cuts in Medicare fees paid to doctors.
I've got my pen ready to sign a good bipartisan bill, which would be really exciting. I love when Congress passes bipartisan bills.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a bill that has support from top leaders from both parties in the House and would permanently fix the problem. Earlier today, Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani addressed a joint meeting of Congress, thanking the U.S. people in general, the military in particular, for supporting his nation since the 9/11 attacks. He also promised his country will succeed.
Your support, your understanding, and your commitment to our country will not have been in vain.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 194. The Nasdaq is off 83. This is AP Radio News. One of Britain's biggest TV stars, who also has a large U.S. fan base, has been told his contract won't be renewed. Kyle McKinnon has this on the ouster of Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson hosted the car-focused program Top Gear, seen in 50 countries, including on BBC America. He has almost 5 million Twitter followers. His mouth has gotten him into trouble any number of times with his British bosses, but never fired.
Physical violence accompanied by prolonged verbal abuse has crossed the line.
BBC Director General Tony Hall says Clarkson's attack on a producer while shooting on location was it. In a prepared statement, he calls Clarkson a huge talent and wishes him well, saying Top Gear will rejigger itself for next season. Kyle McKinnon, London.
One Direction's Zayn Malik is going in another direction. The singer, who left the British boy band's tour last week in the Philippines citing stress, says in a statement that after 5 years, he feels it's the right time to leave the band. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.